Back in May of 1990, the world of music lost a great voice, and Enzo Stuardi lost a dear friend when tenor Sergio Franchi died at the premature age of 57. Enzo and I discussed Sergio and the friendship that they had.
I lost a good friend, Sergio Franchi. But I have to tell you a story. Sergio Franchi and I always got mixed up. Always. I had my Ragu commercial for 5 years. They would go up to him and ask him for his autograph because of the Ragu commercial. So I said, what'd you do? He said, I signed it. Enzo Stuardi. They thought I was Enzo Stuardi. Then he did a Chrysler commercial. They thought it was me. They'd come up to me. They said, oh, Mr. Franchi, your cars are beautiful. I'd sign Sergio Franchi. But the sad part is, he died in March. My wife got from 20 to 30 phone calls.
Oh, no.
Sympathizing my demise.
Oh, no.
They mixed this up. We got calls from Chicago, Los Angeles, Florida. The agents all thought it was me. And for 6 months to 8 months, we didn't work. Nobody thought that I was alive. We had to make a trip to Las Vegas to see the agents and some of the acts. Two of them dropped on the floor. People in show business. One guy on the phone, when he called Thelma about this subject, he was crying. His name was Gene Corley in Chicago. And I was very close to him. I still am very close to him. And he said, Thelma, I don't know what to do for you. And she said, what's the matter with you? I said, well, Enzo. I said, would you like to talk to him? He was in his country club. I got on the phone. He passed out. So we went through this whole thing. There's a surgery. And what a loss.
Yeah. Is it a great loss?
Yeah. Loss. It was sick a long time.
Brain tumor.
First it was part of cancer, then a brain tumor.
Because I I really greatly admired him. And I will tell you a funny story that I heard, and you'll have to correct me, because I don't remember the particulars. I don't know whether it was so long ago that I heard this story, and I don't remember whether you were telling it on Sergio or whether he was telling it on you. But in all events, the whole upshot is that one of you guys got stopped by a policeman for speeding. And he came up to the car, and he said, you're Sergio Franchi. My wife loves you. Or conversely, what was that? Do you remember that?
It was on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And I had a brand new Ferrari, and I was doing about 105, oh, at least. And I was on my way to, the nightclub is on Route 22 in Pittsburgh. And I was late for rehearsal, and it was only a 5-hour drive from my house in New Jersey. And this guy just chased me, and he said, you have to be crazy. And I said, well, what is it? I explained to him I was late for rehearsal. And he said, and what's your name? I said, my name is Enzo Stuardi. He said, oh, my God. He said, my wife will kill me. He said, I thought that you were Sergio Franchi. I said, no, I'm Enzo Stuardi. He said, that's better. He said, now get out of here. And he let me go.
Hey! erzählt sein grunder Tief. Antonia, bleib an der Welt. Antonia,
composer dying of cancer in a Miami hospital hardly seems a likely person to play a major part in the life of an international singing star. But it was just such a person, Betty Strauss, who affected Enzo Stuardi's life in an unchangeable way.
You touched my life in such a gentle way. She was, her name was Betty Strauss, room 206, Dade Hospital, Miami, Florida. She was dying of cancer. Her husband got a hold of me at the Fontainebleau, and he said, "Duh." And I'm at rehearsal. He said, "Mr. Stuart, I don't want to bother you, so, but my wife wrote this song for you. And I don't know how long she's going to live. She's at Dade Hospital." And I looked at this song, and I fell in love with it. I said, "I'll tell you what. I don't know when. I said, but I want to record it." I said, "I have a recording session in about 3 months. And I'll never," he said, "would you do something for me? Can I pick up the phone and you tell her that?" I said, "Sure." Room 206, Dade Hospital. Talked to her. She died 2 hours later. And when I recorded that song, I used to use it in my act, but it was too emotional.
I know that in my heart they see my friend. He brought laughter, you brought fun, and so I've got to say that you touched my life in such a gentle way. You brought fun, and so I've got to say that you touched my life in such a gentle way.
Romance. That's what I like. Let them enjoy themselves.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Singer Spotlight, and I hope you'll join me next week when we'll present the second and final part of Enzo Stuarti, The Artist and Man. I'm your host and producer, Tony Partington, thanking you for listening.